This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Sarah Binkley-Tau. She's with Moms Bloom. They have their five-year anniversary Bloom Bash coming up Thursday, March 7th, 6:30 at the Richard App Gallery at 910 Cherry Street. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm doing great, Paul. Thanks.
So for those who may not be familiar with Moms Bloom, what's your mission?
Well, our mission is to help parents through one of the major transitions in their life, and that is when they add a newborn to their life. We focus on providing them with a support system. So we have trained volunteers that go into the home, and they provide whatever is going to be most beneficial for that family during that time. So that may be holding the baby while mom gets a nap, gets a shower. She may need to get connected to other resources in the community. So our volunteers are very, very well versed and community resources. We also screen for postpartum depression, which is a major passion for me in helping families so that they can bond with their baby in a healthy way.
Okay. What are some of the main areas that new moms will need assistance?
Some of the main areas, one of the things that a lot of moms suffer from is after they've had this baby, they may have had a very difficult birth.
Mm-hmm.
They're exhausted. They're overwhelmed. Oftentimes the dad has to go right back to work. They may not have support systems in the community. Their family may live away, or they may have may not have a friend network that's willing to come in and help. So a lot of our volunteers are just go in and they just provide that support to that family and helping them get rest, get recover from the birth, let them talk about the birth and helping them process it. And again, connecting them to any resources, additional resources, maybe social networks, play groups, mm-hmm. moms groups, just anything that's going to help that mom recover from that that major transition.
Now, I'll often hear from friends who are new moms that they're afraid that they aren't doing things right, that perhaps there's a lot of unrealistic pressure on themselves based on what they feel a new mom is supposed to be. What are some common misconceptions for new moms?
Well, I think one thing we think about is that we can do it all, that moms can be super moms and we can take care of the baby, we can take care of the rest of the family, we can do the shopping, we can do the cleaning, we can take on, and some moms have to go right back to work. So all these things that we take on and we think that we can accomplish it, and it's just not true. And I don't think it makes you any stronger that you say that you can. And I think for moms, we just need to have an open communication, and dads too. They need to be part of that conversation, and helping recognize if their mom isn't, if their wife isn't doing well, or their partner, that they need to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just try to do it all ourselves, and that asking for help is a sign of weakness. And for me, I think it's a sign of strength.
Now, postpartum is something you mentioned a few moments ago, and that's something that's very important to address. How many women does it affect, and what are the signs, and how is it best treated?
Yeah, well, they say that 1 out of 7 moms suffer from postpartum depression and 1 out of 10 dads. So it's a significant issue in our society and something that goes oftentimes unaddressed. There's a lot of work being done around awareness and helping families get the help that they need. But I think there's a lot of misconceptions or misunderstanding of exactly what postpartum depression is and mm-hmm. what that entails. A lot of people hear of the baby blues, which 80% of new moms suffer from. But baby blues is the initial stage. But if baby blues lasts a little longer than, we're saying 2-3 weeks, then we're looking at something a little bit more serious, and that we want to make sure that that families are getting talking to their doctor and getting the support they need. So, there may be high anxiety, obsessive compulsive type disorders.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things come out, and there's not, if you feel like there's something wrong, that something doesn't seem quite right, then I always suggest that a mom needs to connect with their doctor.
Now, you mentioned a couple seconds ago that it affected the dads. I'd never heard about postpartum affecting the dads. How does it manifest itself with men?
Well, they're still trying to understand exactly what happens with with men, that dads, you know, have go through some hormonal changes as well, although postpartum depression isn't necessarily related to hormonal changes. But more of it, I think, is situational. If you think about what is adding, being added to the fathers, what their new life is, they have a new baby that they feel responsible for. They have a wife or partner that may be suffering from postpartum depression or really struggling, which increases their risk of suffering as well. And they just, it's just this overwhelmed, not sure how to handle things. And they don't really have, dads don't really sit around and talk about their feelings. It's not just something they do. Men in general don't do that.
Right.
So they're not looking for that connection with other dads necessarily. And I think, again, it's kind of that the stigma that, a lot of the stigmas that exist out there, that we're afraid to express what we're feeling or sharing. And dads kind of say, hey, you know, they kind of take the tough route, like, hey, I can do this, I can handle it. But oftentimes, you know, we're seeing 1 out of 10 new dads suffering with this illness, and it's something we need to address.
Yeah, I had no idea on that. So that's interesting to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Now, on March 7th, you have your Bloom Bash coming up to celebrate 5 years. Can you tell me a bit about what's on tap for that?
Sure, absolutely. We are going to have entertainment, which actually our most recent entertainment looks like it's not going to work out for them, so I can't announce who will be performing, but I guarantee it will be somebody good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a silent auction that will is a lot of donations that we've received from various businesses in the community, and it's always wonderful. We're going to have some great food. We'll have a birthday cake and just a lot of time to share our story, connect with friends in the community, and thank a lot of our people who've helped us get this far.
And what's the ticket price, and how can folks get tickets?
The ticket price for an individual is $35, mm-hmm. or $60 for a couple. And a couple doesn't mean that it has to be man or woman. It can be friends. It can be whatever, however you want to get two people together.
Sure.
That's $60. It will be $5 extra at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everybody to check out our website, which has more information at momsbloom.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get tickets that way, or you can also, there's also information at our website about how you can mail in your ticket cost, and we will have a list at the door. There's no paper tickets.
Okay. And you mentioned volunteers. What do you look for in volunteers, and how do you pair them with the moms?
Yeah, our volunteers are wonderful based on they have a passion about helping moms and babies bond. So what we look for is just somebody who has the time, and we ask our volunteers to have a commitment of at least somewhere around between 2 to 6 hours. Typically, the average time is about 3 hours a week that volunteers are able to provide. And we also ask for at least a 2-month commitment, just so that they can stay with the same family throughout the duration of their service time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just looking for people who have a little extra time, that want to help a family out. And what's wonderful about it is volunteers go into the home and truly see the difference that they're making. And we connect families based on their comfort level, based on location, based on their interests. So a lot of our families and our volunteers continue a relationship far past what Moms Bloom, the Moms Bloom service. They just have a friendship, and they like to watch the kids grow up, and it's a really wonderful thing.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been chatting with Sarah Binkley-Tau, and she's part of Moms Bloom. They have their 5-year anniversary party coming up, Bloom Bash, Thursday, March 7th, 6:30 p.m. at the Richard App Gallery at 910 Cherry Street. Thanks so much for joining me, Sarah.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate the time.
Absolutely.